Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Birthday fun under one roof? Come to Main Event. Book today at MainEvent.com.
The best place in Tunica for sports betting is now open. The Book It Horseshoe. Analyze your favorite team's performance to make a winning bet. Not sure how to bet? Our knowledgeable, friendly, and helpful staff is ready to assist you. Come in today and see why the Book It Horseshoe is your favorite place to bet and watch all the action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
National contest data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
All right, it's time for your 1 o'clock cash code word. Get out your phone and text the word silent. S-I-L-E-N-T, silent, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand on 92.9. Again, that cash code word for this hour is silent. So get out your phone and text the word silent. S-I-L-E-N-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 on 92.9 FM ESPN. Good luck.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Like the 2018 Dodge Challenger. Love that car. I mean, I'm telling you, it is like a spaceship. All you got to do is get in it. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. They got it. They got more of them out at Landers Auto Sales. So whether you're looking for that, some spice in your life, or you want a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, luxury car, truck or van, it's all out there waiting on you. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options for any of their pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know and they're going to find it for you. Most importantly, they have a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing service and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out there, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing three-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with two salads, two side items, and two desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Dealer, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, hour number three. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the last hour of Bennett Doyle's week because he is leaving. Ladies and gentlemen, he has taken his talents down to Florida, where he will be visiting Mickey Mouse and Cinderella and Avatar and who else? Here, who else? Who else we got here? Cinderella's Castle.
Magic Mountain, fool.
That's
Splash Mountain.
Same thing.
Magic Mountain is where
dreams come true.
No, Magic Mountain is like a
what does that happen
like
in
cheap
the castle?
Theme parks.
Oh.
Oh boy.
That you go to in like Little Rock.
Ben and I can just see you floating away on a magic blanket with Kara on down to Disney World.
The blanket turns into a carpet. That's what happens. The blanket turns into a magic carpet when he gets down there in Orlando.
Bennett, have you already got it mapped out which ride you'll hit first?
I do, Jason.
Let's hear it.
I bet you do. Let's hear the plan.
No, actually, the first day, we're just going to go and kind of chill at the hotel a little bit because, you know, jet lag and all that good stuff.
Jet lag? It's a three-hour flight.
I think we're going
to go to Hollywood Studios and hit up Rock and Roller Coaster and Star Tours and,
wow,
you know. Check out Toy Story Land, the new Toy Story Land.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That is
oh, boy.
That is very cool.
Tell Goofy I said what's up.
You got it, man.
Thanks, yeah. Brother.
Now, one day, maybe.
I always felt like Goofy was a brother.
There we go. That's what I was going to get to. That's Jason's Disney theory. He believes Goofy is the black guy.
Yeah. They just didn't have the courage to make him black.
Well, he is black. He's a black dog. Right?
Not really.
I mean, he's kind of black and white.
Oh, right? he's a mixed dog.
Yeah.
Goofy is more black than white, right? Like, in terms of his coat.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
His face is white. Yeah, like, he has gloves on. Those are his gloves. His hands are white because he's wearing gloves.
You really sound like you know what you're talking about here.
Well, I'm not a Disney expert, but I apologize for offending. I mean, I
you
know
you can't have a Disney conversation with Bennett and not
means,
sound stupid,
this,
John.
This means a lot to
coming
Bennett.
At that man.
This means a great deal to Bennett. I apologize.
No, it is a 5-year anniversary gift to my beautiful wife, Kara Doyle.
Man, don't act like this is out of the ordinary, man. Y'all be going whether it was the anniversary or not, man. Y'all go every year.
Okay.
This is not the Give Bennett Hill segment.
No, I'm just saying.
He deserves this
no,
vacation.
No, we're just sending him off.
A fun vacation.
We're sending him off on the magic carpet ride. You know, you go say hello to Lilo and Stitch, all those, you know. Have a great time.
Thanks, man.
Why the hell does Goofy have white gloves on?
See, he does have on white gloves. What does that mean?
It's a very controversial thing. You know, Goofy, it's weird because Goofy is a dog and so is Pluto, but Pluto is like acts like a real dog.
What's that got to do with the white gloves?
I don't know. It's like they want Goofy to be a person.
To John's point, like his skin and his fur is black, but they put the white gloves on him.
I mean, Mickey Mouse has white gloves.
Is Mickey Mouse black?
Color-wise, you take those clothes off, I think he might be.
Well, I've never thought about it that way.
I mean, the original voice of Mickey was Walt, so
right.
He's a white guy. So
pure white.
Yeah, so Mickey white. You believe Goofy is a brother?
I've always considered him, you know, like a brother.
One of us.
Yeah.
That's what you wanted to say, isn't it?
It was.
I like
but
that.
He's a cartoon, so I stopped myself quickly. I realized
okay.
He was talking about a cartoon.
You never know.
It's uncomfortable to do this around Bennett. I don't want to.
Why? I think you did a good job.
I think the thing about our show is like you just never know where it's going to go.
I'm so scared I'm going to sound dumb on Disney around Bennett. You don't want to do that.
Man.
It puts you in your place.
No judgment here.
It's such an interesting theory you have.
Let's
man.
Stop judging each other, John. Like Bennett said, no judgment.
Who am I judging?
You're judging Bennett. You're making fun of his trip.
No, I'm not. I'm saying have a good time, man. Go to Pandora and Avatar Land and do the thing and have.
We're not going there this time.
Well, you're going to be there for a whole week. What the hell are you doing?
I just didn't want to pay for that extra day.
Oh, at the parks.
We got other plans.
We got other stuff going.
You're not
on.
Going to all the parks. You're saying
no.
Wow, that's a Disney bet, right there.
We gotta save a little money.
They're not going to Animal Kingdom. He says they're staying away this year.
Ben, why don't you take Chandler Parsons down there with you? Looks like he's got some time on his hands.
Why did you sound so mad when you said that? You sounded so scorned.
Isn't that his hometown? That's where he's from.
I believe it is, yeah.
I'm sure he'd love to go home right now.
You sounded scorned when you said that.
Well, I'm a little frustrated.
He wants to play.
I know he does. I've heard it for a lot of months. And he is a good guy. If he's sitting right across from you, you believe in him and you want him to play too. And you believe in those knees.
That's true.
Those knees are weak.
That's true.
Those knees are like spaghetti. And last night, man, what, he had to come out for the entire... What are you laughing? This is serious.
Okay.
He goes scoreless. Even Brevin Knight says it.
He only played 6 minutes.
He's running different. Yes, that's the problem. That in six, the guy plays 6 minutes, and you could see a difference from him just in terms of the way he's running. Gosh, then the first two games. And here we are already in game three, and we got, you just said it, months and months of, oh, first, you know, yes, this offseason I was training, and, you know, the, instead of, you know, rehabbing, and, oh, this is going to be the one. And I'm not holding this against his health against Chandler. I'm just as frustrated as it can be. I mean, you don't hold it against the guy. The guy, he's a good dude, but this sucks. Like, and you're, no one's going to take this problem away from you. That's the other thing.
Well, that's true.
It's not going away. It's going to go all the way through next year, which he's signed through, and he gets $25 million. Like, it's unfortunate for the Grizzlies because I'm frustrated because we all thought it was the right move. You get one swing at a big-time free agent, go for it, right? You're going to go max, and it has just worked out about as poorly as it possibly could have. It sucks. So you finally get the draft pick right, but then you're stuck with this, you know, with this thing around your neck for another year. Another two seasons.
Listen,
I feel for Chandler. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sound insensitive here. I know he's frustrated that he hadn't been able to contribute at a level even remotely commiserate with what he's making. All right? But,
right.
Like, I get that. I get the human in this. I'd love to see him be back, get healthy. I know he's hurting that he's not doing it. But with all that said, the business side of this is awful. And it's awful for this franchise. It handcuffs you. It absolutely does. And it will. At least through next season is what it feels like. I hope he can get to a level where he's comfortable running up and down the floor. He didn't even look comfortable doing that last night. We're in game three, John.
Right.
I was thinking maybe this would come up, you know, mid-season.
Right.
Three quarters of the way through the year. And, you know, you start, no, game three we're dealing with this. So it's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate thing for both.
Yes.
For him, for the franchise, for everybody.
It was a nice win last night. It was a nice win last night for the Memphis Grizzlies. They go on the road. They beat a Utah team that is, a team that's, you know, threatening
they're
to be
legit.
A 4 or 5 seed,
yes,
right, in the West.
Utah's legit.
That's a real team they beat last night. By far their best win of the season, I would say. And the unfortunate part of it is that early in the game, Chandler Parsons, first of all, he gets blown by Joe Ingles. Mm. And if you get blown by Joe Ingles, that dude is slow. Like, that dude.
He got Dylan one time. Because I've sent you all the texts. He got Dylan on, drove by Dylan one time.
Joe Ingles is like that dude at the rec who just, like, elbows you in the face, you know. But he's slow. He's very slow.
Slow and skilled, though. A little more skilled than your boy at the rec.
That's why he's in the league, is because he's just, his IQ is great. He can pass the ball very well. Great shooter. But he's slow. And it was when, you know what sequence I'm talking about, right? When Joe Ingles steals the ball and Chandler doesn't even try to catch up to him,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's when I was like, damn, man. Like, was that a business decision, Chandler?
Yeah.
Were you worried about getting
Miss
crammed
Kibaru up? Was keeping it real, and he said that, you know, even the run was different last night. So, I mean, and that's, you know, that's Brevin there. He's trying to be as positive and upbeat as possible.
If we're going to be
Couldn't do it, right,
we've already celebrated the win and what it means and
we liked it.
How we're excited for Grizzlies fans to finally be able to get
that
win. The biggest looming issue for this Grizzlies team, to me, is glaring. And that issue is, who is going to step up as the third scorer?
Now, when I was asking y'all that, you thought it was play time.
Well, now
it's a big question for this squad, isn't it?
I mean, because Shelvin Mack is not the guy I would presume you're really trying to count on and depend on to be. Now, last night, there is no question with those two threes. And
how many
that
times
did,
you've that said, come on.
What?
Like, they were huge shots, and he hit some big ones. And
they
I guess,
were.
I've been hating on Shelvin a little bit.
They were big shots.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
In terms of the minutes. No, but I'm saying, how many times is he going to do that?
Oh, right, exactly.
How much longer can you depend on that for a full season from Shelvin Mack?
No.
Who Orlando didn't want? I highly doubt it. They were huge shots. They helped you win the game, and I give him all the credit in the world. He played well last night. But I just don't think that's something you can rationally depend upon for the rest of the year. Shelvin Mack hitting the big ones for you down the stretch.
Agreed.
Come on.
Agreed totally.
Yeah.
So, who's it going to be? Kyle Anderson is battling an illness, so I will chalk it up to him just not being fully right.
He doesn't look right either out there right now.
You know, you lost Chandler. Dylan.
He's just not getting the minutes again. And maybe, you know, half that's because Chandler's not playing last night. You know, the rotation gets, everybody gets bumped up a little bit.
Now, y'all try to, just when, and here's why I'm mad at y'all, man. Just when y'all get me on board with Marshawn Brooks. Just when y'all get me on the bandwagon, I mean, he's invisible. He's not a factor on this team right now.
That's very simply explained. He can't defend at a level that JB wants him to.
Right.
And that's what comes first. Yes, you wanted him for his scoring and for the buckets and how that helps you, but JB's made it clear, and I think that's a lot of why you didn't see Dylan Brooks playing a lot those first two games. You know, you've got to be defensive-minded first. It feels like with him, that's their key to victory. That's the way they can win games like last night against teams they're not supposed to beat, technically, according to Vegas, is playing that way, is mucking it up and playing defensively. And Brooks does not help you there. He doesn't help you there. Marshawn.
Right.
Dylan's trying.
Right, he is.
Trying to get Dylan there. It looked like they finally came to some sort of understanding, him and JB, last night. And Dylan started to get his confidence back last night. You saw him coming off rolls and screens and shooting the ball well. I mean, he's got to be a part of this going forward. There's no question about it, particularly after the rookie season he gave you. There's no reason why you're not playing Dylan fully. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason. So I'm glad that's done now. And now, with Chandler out, everybody has to. You bump up everybody with the rotation. Everybody gets bumped up. But Brooks, nah, bro. Marshawn, you know, just with the way this team's going to have to play to win, you know, the meaningful games, I don't know that he's going to be a significant contributor in those. You know what I'm saying? Be against Atlanta, you know?
Right. Now, I mean, that to me, if you can get efforts like that from Mike and Mark every night, which I guess remains to be seen. If you do, though, you'll be in every game and have a chance to win most games you play. You got to have somebody emerge as the consistent third option. And
I mean, Temple looked good Chandler, game two, but then again last night he's not hitting. You know,
he left his jumper in Memphis, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe it's him. Maybe it is Garrett Temple.
It's by committee. As Brevin said last week,
it's not going to be the same guy every night.
And look, you know, I thought, again, I go back to it. First couple of games, you're not playing Seldon and Brooks, Dylan Brooks. And again, last night, you finally get them both in there. They both play 21-plus minutes, and you're better defensively. Now, I know Dylan, one-on-one, not the best defender, but what that do, it makes you more switchable. It makes you more athletic. Mm-hmm. And in terms of defending the way they want to, you got to have your athletes on the floor. And so it makes – not to mention you're trying to see if these guys are part of the future. So they finally got back to something that I could recognize last night. Okay, you're playing young dudes, the right ones, the ones that are, you know, that are committed to the style that you want to play, and you're seeing a little bit of that grit and grind, most importantly, against one of the good teams in the NBA, and it's successful. And so that part of it, you can get excited about.
Right.
I mean, you can tell yourself, you know what? This team can still win games that nobody thinks it can. And that's where, just like Sedano says, well, if you can put enough of those together, again, this is Utah on the road. You could talk yourself into a 7 or 8 seed. You could talk yourself into it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To your point, Mark and Mike got to be like this all the time. There's no up or down.
If you're going to entertain
them.
The playoff conversation, like that's the
they got to give you that every night.
Correct.
Mike's got to be big in the fourth quarter, 9 of his 23 in the fourth. Mark's got to be battling like that for 4 quarters, not just picking 1 quarter out of 4.
Right.
That's got to happen every night.
Yeah, it does.
Those guys are they're up there in age. You know, do we?
I mean, Mike.
I hope so.
Mike's more so than Mark. I mean, I can buy a full season of Mike, you know, being able to average 23 a game just because of the realities of the personnel. Like, that's just what he has to do.
Him physically, he looks bouncy and back.
And Mark,
like,
Mark always.
Unlike Chandler.
Mark, apparently, there's some history between Mark and Gobert, you know, from a few years ago, like where the Jazz just blew the Grizzlies out. And every time now that they're, you know, they come up against the Jazz, like, Mark plays hard. So.
You know, he owns Gobert now.
Yeah, I mean, I could see where Mark
pulls him outside.
It's those random, you know, Tuesday night, Wednesday night games in the middle of the week when you're on the road. Like, can you get up for those? Can you pull down 13 rebounds, you know, against those teams, you know, and especially.
Yeah. I mean, you can't expect the rebounding to stay at that level.
Oh,
because
agreed.
We've seen it over the last two years.
There's no question about that. I'm just saying in terms of the effort level.
Oh, yeah.
Because why the Grizzlies won the game last night. Their effort level. That was the difference. The Jazz, for whatever reason. Quinn Snyder was hell-bent on playing Dante Exum in a obscene amount
of minutes. 2 of 11 or something? I mean, he was a mess.
He is not good. Like, I don't see it with him at all. Like, he's athletic. I get it. But I just don't see any skill with him whatsoever. I'm not a fan of
Dante. I was asking y'all last night, is that dude still considered good, or is he considered a bust at this point?
They also have a bunch of, like, random
dudes. Panned out.
They also have a bunch of random dudes on that team, like Niang and O'Neal.
To that point. 2 of 11 for him, 1 of 8 for Rubio. And you saw at the end of the game, he's taking threes that he's wide open, and the Grizzlies are giving it to him because he sucks yep. In terms of his shooting. This guy can't buy an open jumper. But they have stuck by him. They have stuck by Rubio. He will not hit an open jumper for you, though.
Yeah, so it was a nice win. The Grizzlies take on the Kings tomorrow in Sacramento. You got to win that one. I mean, that to follow up.
I love how we're making them all must wins.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it's.
Atlanta must win. Now you got to beat Sacramento to validate this win against the Jazz.
Do you disagree?
No.
I mean, that's just where I'm at with it. You know?
I disagree.
Oh, you think they can lose to the Kings?
Yeah.
It's no, very if you're going to be a 7 or 8 seed in these playoffs in the Western Conference, you have got to take care of the teams that should be beneath you, and that's Sacramento. That's Sacramento. You got to beat them. Like, these are the wins that have to go in the W column. You circle them. You said, remember, because we said it about the Grizzlies after that first performance. Everybody's circling them now, saying, "Oh, that's a no." Sacramento's got to be that for
right.
you.
I mean,
if you've got any chance of being a playoff team.
I would say it's got to be that when they come here. Like, I think road games are tough to win.
But against the Kings, though.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's.
They're not playing the Warriors.
If they lose this game tomorrow night, it does not negate last night's win by any means.
But we can't only just say that the wins matter and the losses don't.
Correct.
I understand it would be very disappointing to go out and lose tomorrow night. Does it change my opinion about, like, the team right now at all? Not really.
Okay. I mean, yes, it is early in the year. That is true. It is very early in the year regardless.
Blanket always going to make you feel. It's always fine. Everything is fine.
It is.
No need to overreact.
Just wait until the end of the year. We'll look back.
Who's going to lose to the Kings?
I know. I see. I didn't overreact.
Long season.
I didn't overreact last night. I could have thrown it in your face, but I didn't.
Well, you wouldn't want to do that.
Just sat back and smiled.
You
could have thrown the death of him, the pronouncing and gritting Ryan dead in his face a little bit. You got a little bit of that.
Then I would have just said you gave up 117 to the Atlanta Hawks at home. What's the grit and grind about that? But I didn't want to have to do that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, we thought it was all the way gone. And I'm with you on this. We saw no signs of it in the first two games.
Yeah, like that was.
There was no reason to believe that all of a sudden they're going to flip a switch and hold Utah to 80-something points.
Right.
I mean, that's why last night was good.
It was one of the best performances of the NBA season. I mean, it just was. It was. I mean, that's...
This dude, Bennett, you cannot have a serious conversation with this dude about the Grizzlies before it's going to go there where you just did. Mr. Sarcasm, tongue-in-cheek, dropping it on us.
He gets so upset with the hyperbole.
He does. One of the best performances of the NBA this season by a team.
It's a young year. It's a young
team. You know what? I mean, to shoot 37% and win on the road against a playoff team in the West, it kind of is impressive.
It was. It was very impressive. You said the word early in the show, vintage.
It was a vintage Grizzlies win.
It was a call back to yesteryear, right? Which is exactly.
Well, let's just get Z-Bo Bone back over here then, and let's make it happen.
Exactly.
Let's go all in on it.
Where's Tony? You know, I mean, Tony's available.
He's around. You said he's having
meals.
What's the front office people?
What's the deal with Chandler? You know, I mean, you got some spots here. Jermichael's out. You know, Chandler's out.
Dylan got hurt last night too.
I mean, there's room, ladies and gentlemen. There's room.
We don't need that to be serious.
No,
Bennett.
Yeah, that is
Man.
True. Anyway, that was a good night for the Grizzlies, even though there still are questions going forward. That doesn't erase all the questions about the Grizzlies, though it was a good win.
Better
for
beat Sacktown, according to John Murray.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Win.
Yes.
Must
no, it
win.
Is. I'm messing around. It is.
You follow up that win, and like, now you're giving fans a reason
you
to think you're a credible outfit, and then you lose the Kings?
You can't sit up here and tell yourself that we can be a 7 or 8 seed, and if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan, and say that losing to Sacramento is okay. No, you got to beat the team you're supposed to beat.
Right.
You got to beat the team you're supposed to beat. On the road or here, the Sacramento Kings should go down to the Memphis Grizzlies.
And if you steal a couple like you
did
last
night. They are Bennett.
You beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and you steal a couple like you did last night.
There it is.
That's how you make the playoffs. You don't make the playoffs by losing to the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-mm.
In fairness, they did make the playoffs 7 years in a row, and every year they lost games like this.
I thought you were going to tell me about how good the Kings were playing.
Yeah, but they also were like, I mean, they were a better roster then. I mean, that's just,
I get it.
That's just true, Bennett. They were a better roster.
Man, I'm with you. Last night was good.
Tomorrow night, must win. Season over, if not.
I'm not saying the season
is over. I like John
over.
Making them all must wins, though. It makes it more, you know,
but
more intense.
There is.
Where you get up for each one.
Look, you gotta follow that victory up I'm not saying you have to win every game the rest of the season.
I think you're talking common sense, bro. You're talking common sense, and that's good.
Thank you, man.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, we'll come back. Clay Travis, we go to common sense. Clay Travis is going to join us when we come back. Clay Travis will join us. We'll talk about the Titans with him. We'll talk about London. We'll talk about the NFL and college football with him when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do T-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call. 901-674-5337 or check them out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
Football season only lasts a few months each year, and Regions doesn't want anything to get between you and the game you love, especially not a lost or stolen card. With Lock It, all it takes is a few quick taps on your Regions mobile app to lock your card before you even report the problem. Lock It also lets you block ATM withdrawals, online purchases, or in-store purchases. Lock some or all of your controls and take control of your cards. Need to unlock for a purchase? You can change your settings in an instant. Lock It works with your Regions personal check card, credit card, or prepaid Now card. It's a little extra peace of mind that lets you focus on game day. We get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at regions.com/lockit. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offers 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day. So you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
I've always managed my money carefully, but it was just one of those months, and I needed some extra cash to cover my bills. AF247.com had my back with a flex loan. I just logged on to apply. An AF247.com representative called me back, walked me through the process, and the money was deposited into my bank account. It was so easy.
The Flex Loan from AF247.com just got a little more flexible with new same-day funding. At AF247.com, you can move cash from your Flex Loan to your bank account in minutes, right from your smartphone. Your time is precious, and you shouldn't spend it standing in line for a cash advance. Same-day funding at AF247.com is the answer to get cash when you need it without the wait. The Flex Loan from AF247.com is not a payday loan. It's an open-end line of credit. You only pay for the money you need and only for the time you need it. There's no lump sum payment. Get the cash you need in minutes at AF247.com. From your Flex Loan to your bank account, flexibility is good.
Endorsement by paid actors.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near O'Reilly Auto Parts because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. If you need auto parts but you can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. You can buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com. Appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday at this time, we talk to Clay Travis. We talk to Clay Travis now.
It's Clay Travis from Outkick the Coverage, Clay's radio show. Listen to it weekdays from 6 till 9 a.m. on ESPN 790 AM. Hear him now with Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Clay, what's going on, man?
Just got back from London last night, so good to be back in the Volunteer State.
All right, so on London and on that game on Sunday, I know it's obviously easy in retrospect to say that it was the wrong decision because they obviously didn't convert the two-point conversion. What do you think of the merit of the call there? And then a follow-up, what do you think of the Titans' decision not to just hand it to Derrick Henry there from the half-yard line?
I didn't have a problem at all with going for two. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was kind of halfway expecting it as the drive played out there, watching it in person in London. I thought the play call, once they had a football positioned at the one-yard line, they should have gone with either a quarterback sneak or some form of running play with the play. And I do that based on data. 69.8% of the time, fourth and one are conversions in the NFL. And on top of that, the quarterback sneak, at least up until a couple of weeks ago, was converting on 44 out of 45 attempts on fourth and one or less. So in that situation, I think that is the play beyond a shadow of a doubt, particularly when you're close to the goal line there and you can reach the ball up, and you know that the minute that the ball touches the goal line, it's a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're doing a quarterback sneak at midfield and you have to worry about the ball getting knocked out of your hands. To me, that makes it even easier of a decision to extend the football because, look, if you fumble, it's not that big of a deal because it's a sign that you were going to be short anyway. And if you break the plane immediately, it doesn't matter what happens after that. So I think when you're that close, that's the bigger issue that I have is the way that they chose to go about it, the play call that they ran instead of once they got again down close to the goal line.
Clay, as a fan and you as a season ticket holder, don't you like having a coach that he says he's going to do this pretty much every time? Don't you like having that?
Well, I mean, I think you judge it based on the outcome. Right now, the Titans are 1-1 in taking aggressive opportunity mm-hmm. to try to win a football game. They beat the Eagles based on Mike Vrabel's aggressiveness, and they lost this one. If they score, he looks like a genius. When he doesn't, I think a lot of people disagree. But I did a poll on Twitter, and not that Twitter is 100% representative, but 65% of my audience, I think something like 20,000 people voted. And 65% of my audience agreed with the decision to go for it.
Take it into your own hands.
So I think most people watching it, and then I think you can toss in a couple of factors. They had some injuries on the offensive line. Two different guys who didn't start were playing. And you've played at that point seven straight weeks. And you probably have some nicks and bruises and everything else. And don't necessarily want to go for a 10-minute overtime, having already traveled overseas mm-hmm. all the way to London. So I think it's probably the right decision to go. I think the actual play call they ran was not, obviously.
Do you think London's going to have an NFL team here soon? I mean, I don't know how much they necessarily understand what's going on, but, I mean, every time there's a game over there, they fill Wembley up. Do you think they will have an NFL team soon or
yeah,
at some
I
point?
Do. And I think it works well for purposes of the NFL season. I like having an early kickoff on Sunday. I know some people have church and everything else. But personally, I think it makes a lot of sense to expand the NFL window. I don't know if you guys watched, but I know nationwide there were a ton of people watching on CBS that Titans-Chargers game. And I, especially at the end, as it came down to the final couple of plays. And I just think it is it's a no-brainer. And, you know, I think the challenge, honestly, is in relocating a franchise, because I think that makes more sense than adding a new division, because I don't know what you would do if you added a new division at 32 teams, 8 teams, 4 divisions. I think it makes a lot of sense. And if you expand and go to 33, that doesn't make sense. I think you probably have to go to 34, and then do you decide to go to 36 and then just to create, you know, 4 different divisions of 9. I don't really know how you would go about setting up that that division, basically, kind of going forward. Because I think 32, 8 divisions, you know, all the 8 division champs and having 4 wild card teams works pretty well. So I think that's the biggest complicating factor, not the game itself being in London.
Clay, I'm just curious real quick. What's the family flight like over there? What, you know, were they bouncing off the walls on the plane? Was everybody asleep? How'd that go? You took the family, right?
Yeah, I took all 3 kids.
Yep.
They did excellent. I mean, I think part of being a parent is just getting your kids used to different situations. And my kids are good travelers. And I don't know if that's because we've taken them on the road from the time they were young and they just never knew any other, or if my kids are just, you know, uniquely able to sit and they're calm and they read and they watch, you know, movies on their screens and everything else. I don't know the answer 100%. The toughest thing about the trip to London, we're fortunate now we have a direct nonstop flight in Nashville, which is relatively new.
Yep.
And so the toughest thing, I think, is you land in the morning. So I'm not an airplane sleeper. I've always been envious of people who could just tip their chairs back and immediately fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it well. So you start off a little bit, you know, kind of behind the eight ball, so to speak.
Yep.
Now, I think the return is not that difficult. You know, we landed at, I think it was 6:30 Nashville time. And PM, and so the kids were all in bed by 8:30, and we all woke up early. Obviously, I got my radio show. It's one of the few times I've woken up substantially before the radio show starts, just on my own. But I think in general, that's a lot easier of a return trip than it is the trip over.
We are, of course, talking to the great Clay Travis. He joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Listen to him every morning, 7:90 a.m., Outkick the show. Now, let me ask you this, Clay. I don't know what exactly is happening in Oakland. Everybody is being offloaded. Khalil Mack is gone. Amari Cooper was just traded for a first-round pick. Do you like that trade for the Raiders? Do you feel like the Cowboys gave up too much there with a first-round pick for a guy who hasn't really done much of anything the last 2 seasons?
Well, I think the Raiders at this point in time are acknowledging that their season is effectively over and they're starting to build for the future. And having 3 first-round picks in May is a big-time swing that the Raiders can go and make if they hit on 2 of those 3 picks, let's say. And first-round picks are insanely valuable because of the potential outcome. I think it's clear that John Gruden does not believe in Derek Carr. Derek Carr is not his guy. And once you make that decision, I think the idea that you wouldn't try and build around him is that you would go ahead and try to rebuild without him makes a lot of sense. And so if Derek Carr is your guy, there's no way you trade Amari Cooper. The fact that he's not your guy, I think getting a first-round value for Amari Cooper makes a lot of sense.
Now, do you agree? Like, I mean, obviously, I know you're not, like, in the Raiders' practices, but, like, Derek Carr was, an MVP candidate in 2016, and I know he hasn't been that since then, but there's been a lot of turnover and a lot of other things going on. Do you think that's a mistake by John Gruden not to try? Because to me, it feels like he's taking shots at Derek Carr ever since he's gotten there, never really given him much of a chance. Do you think it's a mistake the Raiders are making, and John Gruden specifically, by not giving Derek more of a chance?
I don't understand what's happened with Derek Carr, and I've talked about that on my own show. This is a guy who would have been maybe the MVP of the league, and the Raiders might well have been the overall number one seed in the AFC if he doesn't break his leg when he breaks his leg. And interestingly, he and Marcus Mariota both had effectively the same injury at the same time and haven't returned to that same level of play. Now, Mariota did go to the playoffs and win a road playoff game, so I think you can say that he's shown some evolution this year. I think, you know, with the they've been similar in that they've got new offensive systems and everything else. I don't understand what makes a guy go from MVP caliber to falling off the face of the planet. But we've seen that happen a few times with quarterbacks in the NFL, and Cruden would obviously know infinitely better than we all would. If there's something that Derek Carr doesn't do well and NFL teams are making him do it over and over and over again. And the reason why I bring that up is ultimately the NFL is a third and eight league.
Yeah.
Are you a guy who can consistently convert third and eights or not? If you can, then you will have a long career in this league. If you aren't, then your career is going to end. And ultimately there are a lot of third down and long distance plays that come up in the NFL. And that's when quarterbacks distinguish themselves. And I think ultimately we've seen this with to a certain extent, Dak Prescott. I think we've seen it with Deshaun Watson. I think we saw it with Jimmy Garoppolo. When you put film on tape in an off season after a good year, the NFL will diagnose that film and figure out the two or three things that you didn't do well in that year. And that's all they make you do over and over and over again the next year. And oftentimes, guys can't do it. And I think we've seen that with Dak. I think we saw it with Garoppolo a little bit before he got injured. And I certainly think we've seen it with Derek Carr. And I'm just not good enough or skilled enough to be able to break down that film and say exactly what that is. But that's what I trust John Gruden to be able to figure out.
And then one more NFL question, Clay, on the Cowboys side of it. Do you think Amari will make Dak look better? I know the Cowboys sort of have a decision to make. It certainly feels like they're desperate this year. Do you think Amari Cooper changes, you know, the future and the fortunes of Dak Prescott?
I don't know, but I think that's why it's a good bet for the Cowboys, because they don't want to find themselves in the same kind of situation that Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars are in, where Bortles gets $54.5 million off of a couple of good playoff games, and then the season starts anew, and you're like, you know what, he's still exactly what we thought he was before. Dak has regressed every year. And I think the challenge you have to face going forward is he a guy we can give $20 million a year to? And right now, to me, the answer is no for Dak, but part of the answer might be no because he doesn't have any downfield weapons. If Amari Cooper comes in and makes a difference for this offense, then it makes it easier to decide to commit money to Dak Prescott going forward.
Clay, what the heck was Butch Jones doing smoking that cigar after the Tennessee game?
I think it's indefensible. 100%. You know, to me, it would be the equivalent of Conor McGregor getting his ass beat by Khabib and deciding that he's going to then become one of Khabib's cornermen. I think it shows an utter lack of pride. I think it's pathetic. And I think, I mean, look, if I'm Tennessee, a part of me is thinking I'm going to stop paying his contract out and let him sue us over it, because I think that's indefensible.
What must he have told those players? I'm figuring in the pregame speech or whatever the speech was that week, I figure he must have laid it on pretty thick for them to buy in and give them the Gatorade bath and everything else. I know Alabama's looking for motivation every week, but I figure Butch must have laid it on pretty thick and, oh, they did me wrong? Give me a break. Like, they're paying you? Why so classy?
Yeah, I don't know about the Gatorade bath, and you can at least defend him by saying you have no idea
what might have
happened there to lead that to happen. But when you make the decision to smoke a victory cigar in Neyland, I can't imagine having that little self-respect or that little gratitude for the people who paid me millions of dollars and supported me for years. I just wouldn't do it. Yeah. Now, maybe there's other people out there who don't see a problem in it, but I was just on in Birmingham earlier, and I said, you know, can you imagine Gene Chizik having lost to Nick Saban when Auburn fired him, going to become a $35,000 a year intern, and then smoking a victory cigar in Jordan-Hare Stadium after Auburn lost to Alabama? And if you can imagine that, I mean, that guy would become the most hated person in the history of Auburn football probably overnight. And I think Butch Jones deserves all the condemnation and criticism he's got.
What about in terms of this weekend in regards to the playoff, Clay? Ohio State obviously gets blown out by Purdue. How much does that change the top four? Does that constitute chaos in your mind?
Well, I think if Ohio State wins out, they'll still be there. Look, mm-hmm. I mean, I think Alabama's in. I think Clemson, if they win out, will be easily in. I think Notre Dame, certainly, if they go 12-1, but maybe even if they go 11-1. And I would say whoever wins, if they can get to 12-1 between Michigan and Ohio State, all four of those teams would have the best pathway right now.
He is Clay Travis. Listen to him every single day on 790 a.m. in the morning. Clay, appreciate the time, as always.
Appreciate y'all. If you need a mortgage, my guy Ryan Kelly, thehomeloanexpert.com. He can wipe out all your credit card debt or any of your student loan debt or any other debt that you got hanging over your head. If you own a home, take advantage of thehomeloanexpert.com. Appreciate y'all having me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He is Clay Travis. Interesting stuff, as always. Appreciate Clay joining us here on the show. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now get $7,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2,300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 10/31.
There's a difference between do it yourself and do it for a living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery with text notifications. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
The Williams-Sonoma Distribution Center in Olive Branch is hiring. That's right. They are seeking employees for the holiday season. It is the most wonderful job of the year, and it's perfect for anybody looking for a part-time way to earn holiday season cash. It's ideal for high schoolers and college students. If they're 17 years of age and older, they offer great pay, flexible schedules, a clean, modern work environment, employee discounts, and you'll be eligible to earn a retention bonus if you work the entire season. If you work the whole peak season, your name's going to be entered into a drawing to win a brand new car. If you work for Williams-Sonoma for the holiday season, you can even come back and work next holiday or any other time of year, like during the summer, and even more easily explore full-time career opportunities. So as you can tell, working at Williams-Sonoma truly is the most wonderful job of the year.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Celebrate, dine, and enjoy a night out with friends at Fleming's in Memphis. Experience locally inspired dishes curated by Chef Craig himself, including beef tenderloin tacos, grilled lollipop lamb chops, or for dessert, a deep-fried banana waffle sundae. In the mood for cocktails and bar bites? Check out our innovative new Bar La Carte menu or Prime Happy Hour every day from 5 to 7. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today.
There's a reason why Allstate 100% claim satisfaction guarantee is 100% and not 99%. It's because only Allstate believes you should be completely satisfied with your auto claim experience. And if for any reason your experience is less than fast, fair, and hassle-free, even 1% less, you get your money back.
Call an Allstate agent in the Memphis area today to get the only auto claim experience backed by a 100% claim satisfaction guarantee. Terms and conditions apply. Premium credit upon renewal. Not available in every state.
Are you in good hands?
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500, right in time for football and tailgating season. With 1500's available legendary Hemi engine, you'll have a Hall of Famer powering all your drives and celebrations on game day. Add in an available 12-inch touchscreen that's largest in its class, and you won't have trouble locating any stadium, home or away. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now get $7,800 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab equipped with premium lighting group package. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2,300 Bighorn package value. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery by 10/31.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, baby, it's getting cold outside. It's cuffing season. My wife learned that term for the first time over the weekend, Jason. She thought it first. She thought it was cupping season. She asked one of her friends, "Are you familiar with the cupping season?" I was like, "No, cupping is what Olympian athletes do, you know, for therapy. What you really mean is cuffing season, and that's what happens when it gets cold outside, and you need someone to cuddle with, right?" So it's getting cold outside. What better way to entertain the family though than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway and events? They are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and, as we know, climate controlled. And Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, fully electric Italian-made karts. They're ultra-modern, they're fun to drive, and they're fast. With speeds up to 50 miles an hour, this ain't your dad's rattly karts of old. More like electric Lamborghinis, Jason.
That's right. And Mondays through Thursdays, you're going to get one free race for every two you buy. It's a great deal. We were out there on Friday, had a great time. John Martin and I out on the track. You'll have a great time as well, I guarantee it. And a trip to Audubon is going to change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, where it's always fast, it's always fun, and certainly always warm.
All right, so the details are coming in. The details about the events surrounding Chad Kelly's randomly popping up in a person's house. And
I like the live reporting you've been doing on it.
Oh, this is the story of the year.
Real time.
Yes. The Grizzlies got the NBA win of the year last night, and this is the sports story of the year that's taking place before our eyes here. So before Chad Kelly, let's retrace this, all right?
Yep.
Let me put your Dick Tracy glasses on. Let's retrace this, all right?
Yep.
You thought I was going to, but we're clear.
You'd be scaring me sometimes.
We're clear.
Yep.
So let's retrace our steps here. Before Chad Kelly ended up in Marco Torres' house and Nancy Lozado's house, he was actually at Von Miller's Halloween party. He was at Von Miller's Halloween party, which, according to TMZ,
oh, is this the cocaine themed one?
Was cocaine themed?
Now, is that accurate? Was TMZ accurate to call it cocaine themed?
I would say it had a theme of cocaine. That is what I would say.
Then you would say that's accurate, is what you're saying.
Yes, because
tell me how it was
Brandon Marshall was dressed as Bobby Brown. He had the gold chain on and a huge bag of play cocaine. I'm assuming it's play cocaine, right? While Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver for the Broncos, he had white powder all over his face, and he was Tyrone Biggums from the Chappelle Show.
No, okay.
So was somebody else from the Portland Trailblazers last night. Did you see what the Trailblazers did last night?
I saw Damian Lillard come into Stone Cold.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I liked his walk. He had it down.
Somebody dressed up as the Beast.
Oh, I didn't see all those.
Yeah, there was a Beast. It was like everybody came with a costume on. Everybody entered in with a costume.
The two dudes with the dinosaur stuff on too, looking like a couple of dorks.
Yep.
Damien's was much better.
Who's the white dude, the white big man for them? What's his damn name? What's his name?
Miles Plumlee.
Is he a Plumlee? Is it a Plumlee?
There's okay. One of them's there. The other one's in
okay,
India.
Yeah, it's a, it is. Okay, it is yeah. A Plumlee. He was a he was Grease Lightning. He was John Travolta in Grease Lightning.
Yeah.
So it was a that's
Myers
who it was. Yeah, Myers Leonard is the one I meant. That's the one I was. Yeah, Myers Leonard was the was Grease Lightning. Yeah, that's exactly. I love Bennett's back there trying to rack his brain for all the white players on the Trailblazers.
Well, I expect you all to know the white players and their teams.
Also, OT Genesis was at this Von Miller party singing his song that he's known for, which is "I'm in love with the Coco." So that's I would say that's a cocaine themed party, right? You ruled out cocaine earlier for
when
Jack
you
Kelly?
When you make it when you use that strong language in the headline, it makes it sound like cocaine's in the middle of the table.
I have never been invited to a cocaine themed party.
But I get with the costumes. We're saying costume cocaine.
Yes,
maybe yes.
Okay. Yes, that is correct.
With you
now,
he was at Jack Kelly was at this party,
and then he left there and ended up in a random person's
home. What did you tell me he had on again? Maybe it was part of a costume.
Well, he had on like a scarf.
So
like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who wears a scarf? That's what I'm saying. It's a weird
dude. It gets chilly out there.
Nah, come on.
He's a man of fashion. He's like Sammy's.
That was part of his costume. Wonder what he was trying to be.
What wears a scarf? Like, what character?
I don't know. There was more to it, right? You said something about like a great, just some suspenders or something. I don't know.
I think I had suspenders. I can't remember.
The reporting on this has been fantastic.
Anyway, thank you very much. I can tell you officially now that John Elway has met with Chad Kelly.
Well, that's a good sign that he won't be cut.
And he is very angry.
I told you.
He is very angry.
That doesn't mean he's not getting cut. Just the report that he's angry lets you know.
Not at Von Miller for throwing the party, but for Chad Kelly for not being responsible.
Of course. He should be mad at Von.
And
grown man.
All options on the table, including a release.
Nah. Him telling you he's angry is to tell Broncos fans, okay, this is unacceptable, but we will be keeping him.
Well.
Because we don't have a better number two on our roster. That was what I suspected. And I think you've confirmed it for me.
No.
He would have already been cut,
Chad
John.
Chad Kelly, starting quarterback, Memphis Express. How does that sound? You like that?
It's not happening.
Man, that'd
He's
be
your
nice.
Number two in Denver and will continue to be, I believe. People love giving Chad third, fifth, seventh, and eighth chances.
Unfortunately, I think I have to agree with you. If it's getting out there that, you know, John is just
John's
angry.
Mad. He picks bad quarterbacks, his pick buddy, he's mad at this one. He's going to hold him responsible.
Yeah, exactly.
Elway's awful when it comes to picking QBs.
And he'll continue to be paid by the Denver Broncos. He'll be a paid employee of the Denver Broncos. But interesting story that we have obviously brought you the latest on all day
long. Man, appreciate that content today, Chad Kelly.
No question about it. All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Sean Salisbury, George Sedano, and Clay Travis. That's going to do it for us today. Eric Kastein is up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. And for Bennett, who's on a week-long vacation starting right now.
Pray for Bennett.
Now.
Safe travels. Pray for Chad Kelly as well.
Wish upon a star. We're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Hey, it's Kevin Johnson here, GM at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. So what's cooking at Ruth's Chris? Oh, our tender, delicious USDA prime steaks, for one. They're always sizzling. Speaking of sizzling, it's that time of year for our seasonal three-course menu, inspired by this season's fresh new flavors springing up all over the place. Your Ruth's Chris chef can source some of these flavors so you know you're enjoying fresh ingredients right at the very peak. What's more, our seasonal three-course menu starts at $44.95. For this, you'll not only enjoy three courses, you'll also get a starter and dessert as well. You might even try one of our premium new menu items like the 40-ounce tomahawk ribeye, hand-carved butcher table. So come celebrate this season's fresh new fare and make plans for an unforgettable evening of sizzling steaks and warm hospitality. And visit Ruth's Chris today. And be sure you ask for Kevin when you come in. I'd love to meet you. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045. Or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
Your unused prescription drugs could end up misused or stolen. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back at DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 27th. Find a collection site at deatakeback.com. Brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
Come right up close.
Oh, I can't believe it. I used to see these fortune teller machines as a kid.
Oh, I think I have a quarter.
Soon, you will have questions about filling the gaps.
Gaps?
Medicare gaps.
How does he know how old we are?
I see everything.
Ooh. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about Medicare supplements? Give us a call or visit fdhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan, we've got you covered.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.